pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout just keeps getting bigger and better. Saturday afternoon, December the 21st, from 3 until 6, at Affordable Events, 2754 Bell Road, it's the very first Christmas Blowout from your friends at the Health and Wealth Show. Now, let me see if I can get all this in. Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis. John David with clay creations from Five Nights at Freddy's. Face painting from Alicia Lynn and Sweet Cheeks and Treats. Demonstrations and great deals from Tiger Rock Martial Arts. I think I got everything in but the kitchen sink. Oh, there it is. Now mark it on your calendar. Saturday afternoon, December 21st, from 3 until 6. It's the Christmas Blowout. Listen to the Health and Wealth Show from 6 until 7 weekday evenings for more information. Or call 279-7431. Ow. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'll never read it again after Christianity Today magazine calls for his removal from office for what it calls unconstitutional, immoral behavior, asking for foreign help against a political rival.
The president tweeting, Christianity Today knows nothing about reading a perfect transcript of a routine phone call and would rather have a radical left non-believer who wants to take your religion and your guns than Donald Trump as your president. He continued, no president has done more for the evangelical community, and it's not even close.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Boeing's new Starliner space capsule misses its intended orbit and now will not rendezvous with the International Space Station. It was an unmanned test flight.
If we would have had crew in there, number one, they would have been safe.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says a timer error caused the capsule to burn fuel too soon. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the last official day of fall. The winter solstice is tomorrow, shortest day of the year. Today, we are dry again. Increasing clouds, a little milder. Upper 50s for a high. Tonight, the chance of showers will hold off until the late night hours, the overnight hours. So we should be good during the evening. Low 43. Tomorrow, a wet weekend ahead. Periods of rain. Tomorrow night, Sunday night. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Risk of a couple of showers left over on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Clanton man charged with murder in a deadly boating accident on Lake Jordan has pleaded guilty. Damian Bruno pleaded guilty to two counts of murder in a deadly crash on the 4th of July. Two people died in the crash. Five others were injured. It's Camellia Bowl weekend in the capital city. The pep rally kicks off at 5 tonight at the train shed, followed by the Christmas parade at 6. The big game between Arkansas State and Florida International University is at 4:30 on Saturday. Tickets are still available. And a local high school's food pantry is in need of donations. Lee High School's food pantry serves 100 students a week, sending them home on Fridays with a backpack full of food for the weekend. Contact Lee High School if you're interested in donating. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here alongside me this morning. And she's been great so far. April Marie Fogle.
So glad to be here. My hangover is waning.
Yeah.
I am.
That's good.
I'm wide awake.
Getting on the other side of
apparently
it.
Apparently just talking about the yummy food from which restaurant was that?
Oh, Yellowhammer Restaurant.
Yellowhammer, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great meat and three for lunch. Try it out.
It's a hangover cure, just in thought.
Yeah, yeah. Go for it. Go for it, folks. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Thank you again to Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams for sponsoring the last hour well, the second hour, really, of News and Views, the hour that just passed. Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams are doing amazing work for folks out there in the River Region looking to get a first-time mortgage or maybe looking to refinance because of starting the new year outright, getting your finances in order. It can really be a weight off your shoulders when you finally get settled into a good situation where you can start saving money, can start building towards those dreams that aren't in the rearview mirror that really are on the horizon now that you've got things settled. And Kim Williams has done exactly that with Alabama Home Mortgage for so many people around these parts. In particular, she does amazing work for veterans, helping connect veterans to the VA home loan programs, earning those, well, they've earned the benefits, helping them take advantage of those benefits they've earned through the VA. And it's in their blood over there at Alabama Home Mortgage. They are sons and daughters, family members of veterans. They know how important that is, so they give back to the community. And yes, it is about dollars and cents. It is about a lower monthly payment, that lower interest rate. But at the end of the day, it is, well, Kim was telling me this the other day. It's when you see that person get that new rate, get that new setup for their finances, for their mortgage, that's why she's in the business, to see them smile, to see them happy, see their life on the right direction. So call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also visit them online at myalabamahomemortgage.com, myalabamahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones. 272-9228. Let's talk to Martin.
Good morning, Martin.
Hello, how are we doing this morning?
Good.
So, you had a caller call in to say something about people wanting these super rights or whatever. I think it goes further than that. I believe that nobody wants equality anymore. Everybody wants total domination. Mm. And the only people that are trying to be fair and work fair with the public and work for the whole community are being blasted by every other faction that wants to dominate this thing.
I think you're on the right track there with that thought. It's almost like, and this is where I try to really point it out, is that I think we're making too much of life, every aspect of it, too political. Whether it's literally we're talking about policy, we need a government to fix it, or it's a kind of the culture wars that we talk about so right. often. I was ranting and raving about it earlier this week, Martin. Like, why can't I go eat at Chick-fil-A and just enjoy a spicy chicken sandwich and not think about, oh, Chick-fil-A gave the Salvation Army, or Chick-fil-A didn't give to the Salvation Army? Like, can I just enjoy their product and not really give a damn what they do in terms of the donations?
You just have to learn to turn it off, because at some point you have to just, we just have to live. Hmm. Now, the exception is, and I will say this, hmm. is when it starts creeping into my home.
Right, yeah.
But when it is out, I will make a choice to go to Chick-fil-A regardless of what their charitable giving is. Same way I will go to Starbucks. And Starbucks' corporate atmosphere is absurd in terms of their culture war nonsense. Mm-hmm. But I will still go there because I just have to say, I require caffeine. I require food. I require Targets. You know, Target has let transgenders use the bathroom for years now. Mm-hmm. Never bothered me. Yeah. You know, never bothered me. It just, I'm going shopping there. Right. I'm going to go get lost there for an hour and have to turn it off.
Well, and then outside of just your everyday life, I think, Martin, you also have a point on the way politics is being done. It doesn't seem like anybody's ever rewarded for compromise or really accomplishing things. And when it gets done, like this president has signed bills that have had bipartisan support, whether criminal justice reform or like this trade deal that's just coming up, I have a feeling as soon as those are signed and over with and done, everybody moves on to the next fight, and we don't really give a damn about all the stuff that we got along about.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. I think that everybody is starting to identify themselves by what kind of problem they feel like they can either cause or fix, or some people create problems just so they can correct them and get the credit for it. And I don't know. I think maybe we have way too much awareness now. The people are just way too aware.
We have way too much awareness now. That is the quote of the morning.
And I think you should also be always wary of anybody who's selling crutches and baseball bats at the same time.
Absolutely. I used to do that. But anyway, I appreciate y'all's show. I'm going to tell you, it's very good. I listen to it every morning. And you all have a Merry Christmas and a blessed day.
Merry Christmas, Martin. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it, sir. Let's go to the phones. I saw this guy over at my gym the other day. You know, I'm going to Express Fitness. Mm-hmm. It's now, they've combined at the Hogan's Gym location. So it's now Express Fitness 24/7 at Hogan's. And it's over there on Harrison Road.
Are you one of those people that work out at weird hours?
I was, but now it seems pretty normal. I'm usually there around 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not in the morning, because that would be weird.
Yeah, I'm still sore. I've been working with a different trainer, because my usual trainer's been busy. He's the owner over there, so he's been busy getting it all set up. But Rick, the trainer over there, has been showing me some stuff, and my goodness, I am very, very sore still. But I might head over there for the weekend, get some work done. And this guy, I saw him over there. JD, how's it going?
Joey, how are you?
Great.
Well, I'm fixing to confirm every single one of your points that you've made over the last 45 minutes.
Okay.
I dig it.
Well, let's see. Let's go ahead and prove how smart President Trump is by telling everybody that he's going to run, but he's not going to win because the election is rigged. And they said, everybody said that there's no way anybody could rig our election. And he wins. So the first thing that they all say is it was rigged. Well, then they said it's rigged because, you know, emails and this and that and the other. Well, isn't that a good point? Why Hillary Clinton should have been prosecuted for not being on a secured server?
Right.
I mean, they coming full circle, this goes back to what you said earlier. They are projecting their own crime onto him.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's all there is to it. And I wish I could have had my best Heather Swanson voice to say all that in. Because I felt that voice would have been appropriate.
Oh, Heather Swanson, the great women's champion?
Yes.
Have you seen? I don't think April Marie Vogel.
The look on my face. What in the world is happening?
Okay, for April Marie and those who don't know, JD, there was a South Park episode of recent vintage, and it starts off with, like, strong woman, welcome to the strong woman competition. And it's like women's CrossFit.
Right.
And let's go to last year's champion. Here's a little interview. Strong woman, that's literally her name. Strong, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing so well. What do you think about your chances this year repeating? Oh, well, I think you're pretty good. What do you think about Heather Swanson getting into the competition? She just transitioned and identified as a woman 2 weeks ago.
Oh, gosh.
Well, may the best woman win. Okay. Well, actually, Strong, we have Heather Swanson here. Heather, welcome to the program. And it is an animated version of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Nice.
This is Heather Swanson here. freak out. The cream of the crop will rise to the top. Oh, my goodness. I haven't laughed that much in quite some time.
The beautiful part about that episode is it hit every high point on everybody wants, you know, the equal across the board, you know, hey, this is great, until they started getting absolutely ripped by somebody that was only pretending to be a woman just so they could win.
Right.
And then they're like, well, this is not fair. Well, isn't that what society's been saying the whole time?
Well, and then I love how it completely, you know, turns around to where it's the little girls playing the board games are the ones that end up beating him. Or her.
Yeah.
It's so good.
There was a state that just passed a bill to stop that yesterday. One of the states passed a bill to make girls compete with girls and boys with boys. And if you don't know which, if you don't know which you are, you just don't get to compete. I'm pretty sure the law doesn't say that, but that is pretty much interesting.
I'm all for them. You know, I don't believe, like, New Zealand has this power lifter. This guy, girl, whatever, is 6'3", like 280 pounds. And competing against women that are nowhere near that size. But since he identifies as a woman, he's out there clinging like 400, 500 pounds, you know.
And I don't even care if you've gone through hormone therapy for a while. I mean, once you've lived as a man, even if you transition and you do all the different therapies, I mean, something like weightlifting, you have some pretty clear advantages.
So in the last 48 hours, Georgia and Tennessee have filed bills to require people to compete, children athletes, young people athletes to compete as they were born.
Right.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm all for transgenders competing. I just think that, you know, especially in high school where you have, like, say, a girl's weightlifting or track, whatever, that, you know, if you want to have a transgender sport, have a transgender sport. But let the girls that want to compete on their level, on their own level, on their own terms, let them alone and let them compete on their own terms.
I agree.
I mean, how long before there is no WNBA because you're going to have NBA stars that don't feel like they're capable of cutting it in the NBA anymore, and they decide to take over the WNBA.
Pretty soon it'll be all
women. It'll be all women's sports with male athletes.
Does the WNBA still exist?
Yeah, for some reason. Anyway, Jaden, well,
hey,
great call.
I enjoyed the show. Hey, enjoy it as always. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon and a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Let's quickly go to Gino. Gino, it's Friday. You got a joke for us?
Just got a. You made a comment about fair commitment.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
About what?
Fair to middling.
Fair to middling.
What is fair to middling?
Would you like to know?
Sure.
It's a cotton grade.
Oh.
When you take your cotton to the gin, the big gin, they test it, and you've got about five or six is fair to middling. Strict low middling, high middling, that's what that is.
I just had heard the phrase. I didn't know the origins of it.
The origins of a phrase. There you go. I was very confused for a moment.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
So,
he usually has a dirty joke. Instead, he's teaching us about
fair to middling.
The history of a certain idiom.
I was very confused for a moment where he was going with that. I thought he was going...
Yeah, it is funny how the language works like that, though. You have certain idioms or phrases in your head, and you kind of know what they mean, but you don't really know. Though, you gotta love idioms. I always think about seventh grade, yes. Number one, I'm not going to say her name because, you know, she might be listening. But let's just say, you know, seventh grade, we're young men. We're changing at that age. And she is, like, in her early to mid-20s, and she's very good-looking.
Mm.
And so we've noticed that. So she's already dealing with all that crap, these, you know, hormonal young boys who think everything is funny and everybody's hot. So she's teaching us about idioms. Mm. And she goes up to the whiteboard, not even a chalkboard at this point, a whiteboard, and writes with the marker in pretty large fonts so everybody in the class can see, feel your oats. And all the boys, feel your oats. Feel our oats. And she, for the life of her, couldn't understand why we were laughing. And it's just moments like that where I go, should you be teaching young boys? And throughout my whole school career, we'd have these lost in translation moments. Where it's like, come on, teach. Like, if you're going to be talking to us, you've got to know that we're just dirty.
We're just young. Our mind is going to go where it's going to go.
Right. And it's a good thing I've grown up and that's changed.
Oh, how much has that changed? You've grown up and...
What?
Your dirty mind has changed.
What about... I didn't bring up... 272-9228. We got to hit a break here. More news and views
only
when we come back.
Only 30 minutes left?
I know.
Will Dean Morris let me stay?
I mean, you can ask him. 272-9228. 272-9228. More news and views with Joey Clark, April Marie Fogel, when we come back.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here, alongside me, April Marie Fogle.
Hello, everyone.
This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers, well, they specialize in fine antique and estate jewelry, located here in Montgomery, Alabama, right on Vaughn Road, just past Bell. If you're going east on Vaughn, just past Bell Road, right there in the little strip center, Watchman Circle or something like that, I believe, Watchman Drive. Troop Booth and his team over there are experts when it comes to estate and antique jewelry. All of his staff trained at the Gemological Institute of America. Fancy name like that, you can't go wrong. But really, Troop Booth, he is the reason this business works. It's because of his expertise. He has a network of jewelers all around the country. That way, he's bringing in the best product, unique, one-of-a-kind pieces, whether rings or bracelets or necklaces and so much more. I mean, he was showing me this fine antique ring, and it looks incredibly delicate.
You know how much I love antique jewelry. I do.
Right.
I don't want a piece of jewelry that every other woman has.
Exactly.
Like, you go to a different jewelry store, you know, we're on every corner in every mall, and then every woman has the exact same piece.
Exactly. Don't do that route. Go for a one-of-a-kind piece that's often sturdier than the new stuff they're making, and it looks more delicate because they did it by hand back in the day. And, again, unique, one-of-a-kind. It's a great idea for Christmas. But if it's too late, if you've already, you know, locked in your Christmas gifts and all that stuff, maybe just surprise somebody after Christmas. You know.
That's a good idea.
That's the best time. People think all the gift-giving's been done, even after New
Especially
Year's.
Especially for loved ones and women.
Right. And then,
there's the obligatory gift, and then there's the, hey, baby. I just want to say how lucky I am to have you in my life here.
It's January the 22nd, and I feel like I love you a lot today. Here you go. Here's a ring. Thanks
it doesn't
so
have
much.
To be a ring.
Yeah.
You could get lots of jewelry there.
Yeah, a ring, if you're not getting married, could be a little...
That could be awkward.
That's a bit of a tease.
But if you just have a lady friend...
Necklace,
earrings. Necklace, bracelet. Oh, I love earrings.
Yeah, and they have it all over there at Heirloom Jewelers. Stop by today, or if you're looking to sell some of your jewelry, old stuff that you haven't worn in years, Troop Booth will buy it from you. So call them at 260-0066, 260-0066. And he'll make an appointment with you, usually be in the morning, bring in your items, and he'll appraise them, assess them, and say, here's what I can give you for. If you agree, handshake, ID, print receipt.
Boom.
You got paid right there. You get paid immediately. So Heirloom Jewelers are doing great things here in the River Region, providing that specialty fine antique and estate jewelry. So try them out today. Again, located on Vaughn Road, just past Bell, or... Call them today. It's 260-0066, 260-0066. So, where to go next? Oh, yeah.
What have you found?
Andrew Yang has continued, and I think he is actually the only Democrat making sense.
Last I checked was something like 17%, and Americans don't trust the media networks to tell them the truth. The media networks didn't do us any favors by missing the reason why Donald Trump became our president in the first place.
Trump voters we talk to here like the economy and loathe impeachment. They credit Trump with the former and blame Democrats for the latter.
If you turn on cable network news today, you would think he's our president because of some combination of Russia, racism, Facebook, Hillary Clinton, and emails all mixed together.
In Blair County, Pennsylvania, the impeachment of Donald Trump isn't hurting the president.
No, I love him.
Supporters say it's helping him.
I think what they're doing is completely wrong. And I will vote for him in the coming election.
But Americans around the country know different.
I think it's going to help him get reelected, actually.
Voters here are predominantly white, working class, strong in their conservative beliefs.
What do you think this will do for Democrats?
I think just put a nail in their coffin.
We blasted away 4 million manufacturing jobs that were primarily based in Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Missouri. I just left Iowa. We blasted 40,000 manufacturing jobs there. The more we act like Donald Trump is the cause of all of our problems, the more Americans lose trust that we can actually see what's going on in our communities and solve those problems.
See, there Andrew Yang sounds like a very sensible person. And even though he's taking on Donald Trump, like, what were we just saying?
He's not a crazy guy.
Right, and it wasn't the Russians that got Trump elected. It wasn't racism that got Trump elected. It wasn't Facebook and social media. No, it was the promise Trump made about manufacturing, about the forgotten men and women of America. Yang actually gets it.
I have some very tuned-in friends who are supporting him.
Yeah.
That just feel like he's the voice of reason. I don't think he could win.
I don't think so either.
The problem is people with a voice of reason can't win that primary because voters on the Democrat side don't want a voice of reason.
And I'm not usually it's not my place to give the Democrats advice, but here you go, unsolicited. You should listen to Andrew Yang. He's the guy who actually has a message that makes sense. And I don't know if he's going to be your candidate, probably won't be your nominee. But I think the guy is right. Don't focus so much on impeachment, all the scandal, and Trump's mean. Like, actually focus on solving problems for the American people. But don't solve them too much, because you know what? I'm tired of the government getting in my damn way, telling me, oh, I'm going to help you. Yeah, okay.
272. Never have they said they're going to help you and actually helped.
272-9228. Who's this? You're on there.
Hey, my friend. How are you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Oh, hello, Mr. Spotlow.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller.
Okay. You know what you get for being a first-time caller?
What?
You get your very own hotkey. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah!
Okay. First-time callers get their very own sound effect, and you're a very special person in my life, Mr. Spotlow, so here's your hotkey.
It was a Nazi! It was a Nazi man!
There you go.
Oh, yay! I missed this 9 to noon hour. I heard you were going to do it on Christmas Eve. Really? Is that a special
event? No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm also going to do a radio show.
You're what?
Oh, would you like this company?
Sure, on the radio show.
Yeah. Oh, no, other part, no, dude. That's yeah, great, man. Yeah, yeah. Twice a day by yourself, Melbourne.
No, I believe I'll be doing a live show every day next week except for Christmas Day.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Well, dude, I will see you Tuesday morning.
Okay. Well, thank you for making an appointment on air with me, Mr. Spotlow.
You're welcome,
man. How are you enjoying your blanket?
What?
I love it. I sleep so good. I mean, I've been single for 2 years. Nobody's cuddled me.
Okay. For
20 pounds of love.
For folks who don't know, Seth is, he has been single for a while. He's been a little lonely. We've talked about this actually on the airways back when we were doing the Joey Clark Radio Hour. And I decided, you know, because I got one for myself a couple months ago to get Seth a weighted blanket. This thing.
Which one did you get?
I got him a Sharper Image one, a 20-pound one.
Uh-huh.
Because
I love my weighted blanket.
It's amazing.
I love it.
Yeah, and whatever brand, like, if you can afford it, folks, go out and get one. It's worth every penny.
Okay. All right.
This morning, I got up at 4:30, and I let my kid crawl back in bed, and I put the blanket on her, and I was kind of worried she wouldn't be able to get out from under it. But she loved it, too, and she's 3.
Yeah, that's like more than half her weight.
Yeah,
right?
You're actually not supposed to do that. I have to take, which my kids would love it. I have to leave it off my bed until the kids go to school, and then I get to snuggle on it because it's supposed to be not kid friendly. But I love
right.
them.
I mean,
I love them.
They say the same thing about me, but my child is all.
Well, Seth,
but Joey, I just wanted to say hi, and
hello.
I'll see you on Christmas Eve.
I'll probably see you before then. I'll text you or something.
Cool, man. I'll probably see you this afternoon, man.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too, brother. 272-9228.
Did you just make a mandate on the air? Is that what just happened?
I don't know if we have to call it that, but yeah, sure.
That's so cute.
I mean, but no. We made it a radio appointment. Like, because what we're doing right now is not a date.
You made a mandate.
Okay, fine. But I do,
so
by the
cute.
Way. You know who I want to have a mandate with?
Who?
William Barr, Attorney General of these United States.
Uh-huh. You want a mandate with him?
I got a bit of a crush on the Attorney General.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, not in a romantic way. Completely
right.
Platonic and political.
I was going to say, have you seen William Barr?
Right,
can
no.
we discuss?
No.
So I spoke at an event earlier this week, and the sheriff of Walker County was there.
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell you, he might be the hottest elected official in the state.
No, you cannot tell me that.
I'm going to just throw that out there.
The sheriff of Walker County.
The sheriff of Walker County, and someone somewhere is going to hear this and tell him I said so.
You think he's a tall drink of water.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I was like, how did this happen? So for any single, actually, he's married, so don't think about it, single ladies. But he seriously... The sheriff of Walker County. And I have this idea in my head of what a sheriff looks like.
Yeah.
Usually they're like 50 years old, kind of look like a pot-bellied pig.
Oh,
they're
my.
Cranky.
April Marie.
And this dude, not so much. Yeah. I know. I was very impressed.
I feel like you had a low expectations for what a sheriff would look like in the first place. Anyway, 272-9228. We got to hit another break here, folks. More news and views.
All the women are now at their desk Googling the sheriff of
Walker County.
Walker County.
Good for that
I
guy.
I have to look for his name. Yeah.
Be okay, right
carry
back.
On. We'll be back on the other side with his name.
The biggest and baddest broadcast.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. Invite you to come down and join us this week for some good seafood from the Gulf and good old ribeye steak off the grill and good hamburgers, all kind of good eating. But let me tell you, we have a schedule change this week. We'll be closed Friday all day and night. We have two parties of people who rented the restaurant this year, so we'll be here Wednesday and Thursday all day and night, and then Saturday and Sunday. Sunday we'll close early about dark or so and have a little Christmas party for our employees. So just give you a heads up about what's going on down here. You can check out CapitalOysterBar.com and you'll see a menu of upcoming music. We're going to have a lot of fun in January, especially the 12th and the 19th. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com, and you can see what's going on. So let me invite you down here soon. Come hungry. And from my staff and all of us, we just want to tell you, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the last official day of fall. The winter solstice is tomorrow, shortest day of the year. Today, we are dry again. Increasing clouds, a little milder. Upper 50s for a high. Tonight, the chance of showers will hold off until the late night hours, the overnight hours. So we should be good during the evening. Low 43. Tomorrow, a wet weekend ahead. Periods of rain. Tomorrow night, Sunday night. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Risk of a couple of showers left over on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Program once again, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Turn those old stacks of videotapes into a Christmas event or just a great new family event. I mean, there's a reason you took the time to film all these family get-togethers, whether for Christmas or Thanksgiving or for kids' graduations or sporting events. Maybe it was just a random get-together in the summer and you captured a great moment. There's a reason you filmed that. You wanted to preserve it. So don't let it just sit there on the shelf and deteriorate. Take the time to preserve those memories, those analog memories, and bring them into the digital future. 50% off for all News and Views listeners who tell Dan Black Studios you are a News and Views listener on videotape to digital transfers. 50% off. Dan Black Studios also can provide you with website design services, video editing, or complete video production from the ground up, training videos, television commercials, whatever you need. So whenever you're thinking of video services, be thinking of Dan Black Studios. 279-6036, 279-6036. That's the number for Dan Black Studios. Thank you again to Dan Black for sponsoring News and Views. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Clint.
Hey, Clint, how are you?
Hey, Jack there today, too?
He's not. But we miss him.
All right, that's okay. Who are you?
This is April Marie Fogel.
You know, that's a good opportunity for me to tell listeners. You can find me at APRYL Marie, April Marie, on the Facebook and the Twitter. And usually I post when I'm coming on, but it's been a crazy week, so I haven't posted that. But you can go like me on that page and follow me on Twitter. And I run Alabama Today, and I have lots of strong opinions.
Well, I can't do that. I don't have a computer.
Well, there's that. Okay,
well, Clint, you should just call us up, and I'll tell you what she wrote about.
Clint, everybody else can follow me for you.
Well, I just want to call in. I'm in Houston, Texas right now. So.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening to us from there. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, I just want to call in and wish you guys a merry, merry Christmas.
Merry
and
Christmas.
And a happy New Year to 93.1, everybody that's there.
Well, and Clint, have you ever seen Home Alone 2?
Yes.
Yeah, well... Since you just gave us those holiday well wishes, I got to say right back at you.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and a Happy New Year.
All right, I'll buy that.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right, Mr. Clark, you guys have a great day.
You too.
And a safe weekend, and Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year to you.
All right, have a good one. Thank you. Have you written anything lately, April Marie?
I haven't.
Nah.
I haven't. You know, it's been so busy.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, so I bought my house earlier this year. I'd been renting it. A little bit of my money for each month went to buying it. I purchased my house. The house was built in the 50s, and there's been add-ons and add-ons. The gentleman who owned it, his kids kept coming back is what the neighbor told me. And so every time a kid would come back, they would add on. Eventually, he needed at-home care. They added on then and brought in a home nurse. And so it was a whole thing. So when one of these add-ons, they did not actually the back half of the house, they did not waterproof it or moisture barrier it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to the point where I could no longer put off renovations because I literally, the tile was coming up, the floor was rotting. It was a whole situation.
Oh, God.
So I've been out of my house for 4.5 months so that they could gut the kitchen all the way down to the dirt, to the studs, redo the crawl space, waterproof, moisture barrier, the whole nine, everything. And so I moved back in yesterday. I was supposed to move back in Monday. But for several weeks now, I've been useless getting ready to move and getting ready for the holidays. And I was saying earlier about the Christmas tree. We put the Christmas tree up yesterday. Ordinarily, it would go up the day after Thanksgiving. But since it only went up yesterday, I'm leaving it up till February 1st. That's what's going to happen. The entire month of January, my house will look like a Christmas Hallmark special of some sort.
That's awesome.
I'm just leaving the decorations up.
Yeah, I'm such a young bachelor guy in particular. Like, I haven't put up a single Christmas decoration in
Seriously?
My own place for years now.
Well, here's the thing.
Such a Grinch.
I love the holidays. And
no,
so
I love it too.
It's becoming the I'm becoming that mom where I have the buckets, the big plastic buckets in the garage for every holiday. And my nanny, housekeeper, babysitter person, my helper, yesterday said, "Do you realize you have 8 buckets now? You have gotten so into the holidays." But we have the white trash inflatables.
Yeah.
And I don't say that all inflatables are white trash, but no, I legit have the white trash.
What makes them in particular you're just a dirty honky?
But part of it is the fact that none of them coordinate or match. So we have like a manger, and then we have a Yoda with a Santa hat. Then we have we have the reindeer. And so it just looks like somebody, but I bought them all different years, right? So I wait until the Christmas decorations go on sale, and then I buy them for the next year. And like last year, I opened up the bucket last night, and there were pajamas. I had pre-purchased pajamas in the kids' current size. So last year, I had the wherewithal to say, my daughter will be a 7, my son will be a 3, my other son will be, a 1. And I bought those. And so I opened up the basket, and it's like, yay, happy Christmas to me. The kids have Christmas pajamas. But over the years, I buy things on sale, not necessarily that match. So when they all go up together,
right.
I will send you a picture. It's just ridiculous is what it is.
I used to, I think I stopped with the Christmas decorations. Number one, I don't want to spend money on Christmas decorations.
Buy them on sale.
Even on sale.
Hey, that was the highlight of buying my tree, because my son, it turns out, is allergic to all things green. So the highlight of buying my tree this year at this point is everything was on sale. So I go yesterday, and it's 50% off the Christmas tree because nobody is buying Christmas trees this late, I guess.
I mean, I used to be my mother who did all this stuff. And I would help her.
It's a mom's job.
It really would be. And she had two trees up in the house, themed different ways, garland everywhere, wreaths everywhere. And, you know, I just, like, I don't want to take, it's my little apartment. I'm like, why? Why am I going to lug a big old tree? I do love the smell. I love the atmosphere.
Just get a little baby tree.
Like a Charlie Brown tree?
Yeah, a Charlie Brown tree.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe I'll just get like a Grinch figurine to remind me of myself. We got to hit our final break here of News and Views from 9 to noon. If you can't tell, folks, I'm a little tired.
We're getting there. We're muddling through. It's great. Yeah.
272-9228 if you want to get in. Dan Moore Show coming up very quick.
I'm so lonely without you. I can't sleep at night, always thinking about you. But if I had the chance to start all over, I wouldn't be with you today on a four-leaf clover. Leaving with you the last thing on my mind. If I could turn back the hands of time,
I could turn back the hands of time.
Oh, baby,
I could turn back the hands of time.
Oh, darling, I can't hold out much longer. But the pain is getting deep.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everyone's holiday looks a little different. Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is here to help keep your holiday cheer intact. Happy holidays from all of us at Dixie.
Everybody, this is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, folks. Closing moments here of News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark alongside me. Thank you again to April Marie Fogle.
I love coming in.
Yeah, it's fun.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mentioned earlier, great sponsor of the program, Express Fitness 24/7. I've been going there now for nearly a year, and I'm getting a good workout in. They just moved from the location I was going to on Zelda Road. Now on Harrison Road, the Hogan's Gym location. They've actually combined gyms, so we have equipment on top of equipment. You got brand new state-of-the-art equipment, got some old-school equipment, still functions and works incredibly well. All sorts of cardio machines, free weights, everything you can imagine in the world of fitness you can find over there at Express Fitness 24/7. There are locations all over the river region, though, so if you're looking for what location works best for you, check out expressfitness24.com. ExpressFitness24.com to see what works best for you. But I love the fact that it's a 24/7 gym. Once you become a member, which is a one-time sign-up fee and then a very low month-to-month rate. You don't have to be locked into a year-long contract. So if you want to look into working out, you know, maybe a New Year's resolution, these sort of things, you can try it out for a month or two and not be locked into a year. It won't be a waste. But I think you'll want to keep going back. I've been getting a great workout in. Fits with my hours when I need to work out. And I love it. All 24/7 access. So check them out. Express Fitness 24/7, expressfitness24.com. And be sure to tell Alex or any of the folks over there that Joey from the radio sent you. So as we close out the program, really don't have much time to play too many clips here. The impeachment saga continues. It's like our national divorce. And somebody has written up the papers, but they refuse to sign them. Or at least transmit them to a lawyer or a judge or a court. It's just absurd where we're at.
It's not enough that the House has passed the impeachment and done their whole little theater. Now they have to feel like they can control the Senate. We will control the way by which you guys reject these articles, and we will not allow you to shine light on the things we wanted to keep hidden. Where we just won't send them over. It's like a temper tantrum. I really liked the person who said, though, that this is like them setting off a grenade and they are just holding it. Pelosi's just holding the grenade she pulled the pin out of.
Right, and like the idea that you think Mitch McConnell's going to budge at all, Nancy, it's just rich.
If you're, she's playing chicken, but she doesn't have what it takes to win this game.
Yeah, McConnell is ready to go. And they're going to try to spin this as much as they can because I think they realize they've made a mistake if you look at the polling. So we'll see where that goes. Again, folks, check out the William Barr interview with Martha McCallum, about 18 minutes long. And it's just enlightening to see that Barr is, well, he didn't really want to speak on impeachment because he doesn't really have a role in it as attorney general. But as far as what John Durham, the U.S. attorney, is up to, I'm very excited indeed. And in this latest interview with Barr, he really takes James Comey to task. Comey saying, oh, the AG has no factual basis for saying the FBI acted in bad faith. And Barr makes a fantastic point that you don't see me wrapping myself in the department banner. You're attacking the DOJ if you attack me, William Barr. No. That's what Comey is doing and what McCabe is doing. Some of these folks are doing, trying to protect yourself and your own wrongdoing by claiming, oh, you're attacking the whole institution and department. I don't think people are buying it anymore, but that'll do it for me today. April Marie, thank you again for showing up.
I am so glad to be here. You guys, you can find me at April Marie, APRYLMARIE.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dan Moore show is next.
Really?
Yeah. And Dan's here. I like it.
Early.
Be right back. I know all the changes.